All the articles you have come to love in Equimanagement magazine are now available on the Equimanagement on Audio podcast. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Just search Equimanagement on Audio on your favorite podcast player to listen to all the latest articles.
Update on a new strangles vaccine. Streptococcus equi is an incredibly infectious bacteria in horses. With one drop of pus reported to be infective to 1,000 horses, Andrew Waller, PhD, Chief Scientific Officer of Intervac AB, explained during a 2025 Gluck Equine Research Center Veterinary Science Seminar. All S. equi strains are closely related, but the population of S. equi changes in waves as new, fitter strains evolve and spread. S. equi is found in 72% of respiratory infections in horses. It is important to minimize the risk of strangles in herds, especially for horses congregating at events. Both direct and indirect contact, for example, nose-to-nose, shared water, feed, and tack, passers-by who touch horses, can transmit infective material. Biosecurity at events and upon return to home stabling are critical to prevent an outbreak. Like many other infectious diseases, vaccination is an important management strategy. To date, however, strangles vaccines have not been without significant side effects and concerns over efficacy. The European vaccine company Intervac AB has developed StrangVac, a subunit strangles vaccine created using recombinant fusion protein technology with seven important S. equi surface proteins. The vaccine contains no live bacteria or bacterial DNA and no M protein associated with purpura hemorrhagica. The absence of bacterial DNA prevents the vaccine from interfering with strangles diagnostic tests in vaccinated horses. StrangVac is given intramuscularly to elicit a broad immune response, targeting all known global strains of S. equi. Antibody concentrations increase within 7 days of the first dose. Three doses are given initially, spaced out every 2 months. During an outbreak, horses should be vaccinated as soon as possible, receive a second dose in 4 weeks, and get a third dose 2 to 3 months later. Boosters are recommended every 6 to 12 months. The vaccine does not eliminate clinical signs in all vaccinated animals, but two doses delay onset and reduce disease severity. Three doses of StrangVac provide greater protection through both an antibody response and possibly a cell-mediated immune response that reduces S. equi infection of the head and neck lymph nodes. Adverse reactions from the vaccine are transient and similar to that seen with other vaccines: elevated temperature, stiff neck, and mild fever for 2 to 3 days, most resolving within a week. In Europe, a safety profile based on 15,000 horses shows it to be very safe and well tolerated. In case studies described by Waller, in Sweden, 17 healthy horses were immunized 23 days after the first signs of disease in an outbreak of 3 horses. They received subsequent doses 28 and 112 days later. None of these horses developed strangles. Also in Sweden, 74% of non-vaccinated horses, 48 out of 65, developed strangles, but only 10%, 2 out of 20, of those vaccinated with StrangVac developed infection. In Germany, 13 healthy horses moved from a farm with a strangles outbreak to a new premises. There they received 2 doses of StrangVac 4 weeks apart, and 2 weeks later were moved back to the original farm. They did not develop strangles. In Austria, 18 healthy horses were vaccinated following identification of index cases, and none developed strangles. In the UK, 32 horses were diagnosed with strangles and 2 died. None of the 5 vaccinated horses got sick with strangles. An off-label use of StrangVac in Germany helped resolve S. zoepidemicus endometritis in 2 mares that had been refractory to getting pregnant. After 2 doses in 1 mare and 1 dose in another, both were culture negative and 1 became pregnant soon after. One interesting result came from a study by Grandal et al., 2025, in that 88%, 15 out of 17, of vaccinated carriers cleared infection. However, this study did not include an unvaccinated control group, and it is known that carriers can clear without vaccination. More data are necessary to support the possibility of carrier clearance. Intervac has launched this vaccine in 18 countries in the UK and the EU since 2022. DACRA has put in for a permit to distribute the vaccine in the United States. It is not yet authorized for sale or distribution in the US, but the process for USDA approval is ongoing.